There was this man, a story of this man who came to his son's teacher-parent conferences in a high school in Chicago. And as he was talking to one of the teachers of his son, all of a sudden, he breaks down in tears and begins to sob. Finally, when he recollects himself, he says, I'm very, very sorry. My son doesn't live with me anymore, but I love him very, very much. And I want to know how he is doing in school. He went on to say that his family, his four children, and his wife had just left them that day. And he was a building contractor, oftentimes worked 16 hours a day, oftentimes 7 days a week. And so as you can imagine, his family sort of fell away from each other and didn't see each other very much. And finally he said this, I wanted to be rich. I wanted to buy my wife and kids all those things I dreamed of giving them. But in the process, I got so involved in working that I forgot about what they needed most, a father who was around to give them love and support. A true story that I think illustrates something really kind of important in the gospel today, and it means getting so caught up in doing that you forget why you're doing it. You get so caught up in life that you forget the meaning and purpose of life. And Joyce, what are you doing?
Well, I have to get work done.
Well, a perfect example. That's sort of what Martha did, you know, in the gospel today. Very good. She got so caught up in the details of hospitality that she forgot the meaning of what hospitality really was all about. You know, I'm sure she was a great cook, but I don't think Jesus showed up just to get a nice meal, even though it would probably be a really good meal. Jesus showed up for hospitality, to be with his friends, to spend time with them. And she missed the point and got all caught up in the various details of hospitality. One time there were these soldiers. They were stationed in Saipan in the South Pacific. And when they were on a duty, they would go to this very secluded spot and by the ocean. When they would go there, the water was so crystal clear. They could see down 10, 15 feet below. They could see all these fish swimming around. And then when it would swim there for a while, just for about an hour, all the sand got all kicked up from the bottom of theirs. They couldn't see 1 foot below the surface. In our minds, in our hearts, are kind of like that water. You and I can get so clouded by all the different turmoil and struggles of everyday life, we don't see clearly anymore. We don't see what's really important anymore. Our perspective gets real cloudy. Our priorities kind of get messed up, and we get very unbalanced in our lives. So what we have to do is every single day be able to pause for some time so we can begin to see clearly once more again. And obviously, and I shouldn't have to tell you this, but sometimes I have to tell you things like this, you can't do that in front of a television or in front of a computer screen. Somewhere along the way, you and I have to learn the art of what Mary learned, the art of prayer, of sitting at the feet of Jesus. Prayer every single day, whereby you and I begin to realize what's really important in life and what isn't quite so important in life. John Maine, a real prophet of our day, Father John Maine, who died not too terribly long ago, one time said this, "We have known both a liturgical renewal and a biblical renewal. It is now absolutely necessary that we have a true experience of God and know a renewal of our prayer." And you know, around here, folks, I think in many ways, you and I have had a little bit of a liturgical renewal. Your participation in Mass is awesome. I think it's great. You're responding to different things. You're engaging things that are going on. Many of you read the scriptures before Mass. Sometimes in confession, I'll say for your penance, read the gospel for this Sunday's Mass. And many of you say, I already did. Already read it. Way to go. That's how we should really be preparing for Mass. Secondly, we're beginning to have a biblical renewal. Many of you are beginning to wrestle with and literally read the Bible. You know, folks, if we are not reading the Bible, we're not serious about our Catholic faith. If we're not reading the Bible, we're really not serious about our Catholic faith. And I hear less and less people say things to me like, well, I tried, I don't understand, and so I quit. How can you quit reading the Bible? How can you stop reading the Bible? It's God's written word to all of us. We can't stop. And I applaud all of you who every single day try to wrestle and struggle with making sense of the Bible. And the third thing, and John Main didn't mention this one, I think we're experiencing a renewal in our church also of service. Last week, I was trying to get you to sign up to help out with our picnic that's coming up in September. Our picnic, we're inviting everybody else in the community to come, and we were looking for 100 people to show up, sign up. 130 signed up for that. And that doesn't include all the different ways many, many of you are serving in your small groups and individuals all the time in the community. You're getting to be well known, by the way. Here comes someone else from our Mother of Sorrows who's serving in different ways in the community, and I applaud all of you for that. And there's one thing missing, and maybe it's time we start talking about it. And that one thing that is missing is a renewal in prayer. And maybe I can talk about that for the next few weeks. Because I think like the Bible, we kind of dabble in prayer. We do it sporadically. Like the Bible, we really don't understand how to pray. I'm not talking about saying your prayers like you learned when you were a little kid. I'm talking about learning what it means to pray. And like reading the Bible, it requires a commitment every single day. And please, folks, don't tell me that you're too busy because I think that's a dodge. Don't you and I find time for what's really, really important for us? If something's important, we're going to find time somewhere along the way. And so what I'd like to do right now is I want to share with you a way of praying that will take you between 3 minutes and 5 minutes every single day. And I want you to go to our website, almosttoday.com, where it says recent news. It'll come flip down. It'll right in the front page, it'll say prayer. Click on that, and it'll give you more of an understanding of what I'm talking about because it'll give you an app that you can follow called Reimagining the Examine. 3 to 10 minutes every single day, and give God your best time. God doesn't get your leftovers. God should get your best time. When's the best time of your day? And get out of bed, by the way, to do this. Get out of bed, you know, and give them your best time. And here are the three moments of this prayer. Moment number one, look back in the past 24 hours of your day, of what happened to you. Think of a high point that happened in the past 24 hours. Thank God for it. And just simply thank Him for giving you this good thing that has happened in your past 24 hours. Moment number two, go back to the previous 24 hours again, look at them again, and look at what was a low point, something you feel sorry for. Ask God, enter into that, and engage that thing that happened with God, tell Him you're sorry, and ask Him for healing and for forgiveness. And the third moment, look at the 24 hours that are coming up for you. What are the challenges you have to face in the next 24 hours? Ask God to join you in those struggles. Make sure that you ask Him to be with you every single step along the way. And this is a way for you and I to pray as busy people. This is a way for you and I as adults to really, really begin to pray. And pray in a way that is part of a comprehensive life of what it means to be a Christian. liturgical renewal, biblical renewal, reading the Bible every single day, service renewal, and then also finally a renewal in prayer. So I really urge you, make sure after Mass or sometime tomorrow, go to our website, Almost Today, click where it says pray, and find that app. It'll show you the rest of the way, and it will transform your life. Every single day, between 3 and 10 minutes of your best time, spend that time in prayer with Jesus. It'll tell us what's important in life, what's important to you, what's important to God. Otherwise, Martha, Martha, Joyce, Joyce, you are really uptight and worried and anxious about a lot of stuff. She really isn't. There is one thing that you really need. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her.